5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm eating an apple, and you might hear me crunching a little bit.
You might hear her crunching a little bit. Crunching. She's not professional. It's fine. We get it.
Yeah. It's ASMR.
Apple a day. Doctor way.
I just got back from a trip. We didn't talk about that. This would actually be... Oh, no. The last time we did was back. You back from your trip from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
You know why it's called that? It's because they invented roads.
Oh, it's so cute. On their signs, it says "Keep the road clean," but it's spelled as like R-H-O-D.
Oh, that's very cute.
Aww.
It's adorable.
I don't really like that.
That's cute.
I love that.
Kyle's not very audible every once in a while, but like,
that's
he'll,
cute.
He'll do a...
Yeah. He does be audible every now and then.
Be audible?
He does be audible.
Here it starts.
Lenoir Lumber. Wow, that is kind of an interesting red truck. We're commenting on the thing. I don't know why I had a funny thought this morning, because I had like a weird dream last night that like I was appearing on a TV show. It's a cool ass cup.
Oh, I had a dream.
We'll crush that thing. We're still dealing with these bugs, by the way. Anyway, my dream was that I appeared on some sort of TV show. I didn't, dang it.
Andrew never starts his outdoor walk on his walk.
Oh, frick, I opened the mindfulness app that nobody uses.
It, like, makes you breathe for, like, a minute.
It does notice when, like, your breathing rate goes up. Like, it used to get me a lot more often when I was angrier.
Yeah. It gets me sometimes when I'm crocheting or if I'm, like, reading a book and it's intense. I swear to God.
That's so funny.
Anyway, you had a dream, Martin Luther?
Yes, I did. But besides my dream, I'm not going to tell my dream story. I wanted to segue into a question. Like, you remember, like, back in the day, like, on Disney Channel shows or, you know, Nickelodeon shows, when they had a celebrity guest and then the entire episode would be based around them? But, like, sometimes they would appear as themselves.
Well, the first one that just came to mind was Hannah Montana with Dolly Parton.
Oh, did Justin Bieber appear on that show?
No, I think that wasn't that, like, pre-Justin Bieber.
No. No, right? Wait, was it?
I think that's pre-Justin
Holy
Bieber.
Holy shit. Well, Jesse McCartney appeared on Sweet Life of Zach and
yes.
Cody. But, like, I always thought those episodes are so funny because it's, like, they kind of break out of universe for a second. You find out that they're in the real world or whatever, and it's, like... Oh my God, my favorite artist, Jesse McCartney, is in town. Then all of a sudden they're just talking about it, yeah.
And where, like, is he nowadays?
He was apparently on the news this morning. I missed it. He was in an interview. I'm like, wait, didn't he die?
I was literally what? Just going to say, I think I confuse him with Wong Kent,
yeah.
Aaron Carter.
Dude, I fucking do too.
I think because in my head I was like, wait, what happened? Like, where is
Aren't
he?
Are they both little blonde boys? Or they were both little blonde boys?
Yes, they were.
Wow, we both made the same confusion there.
I feel like when I was younger, I feel like I tried to like Jesse McCartney so much, but I just like...
You're like, it's just not doing it for me.
Yeah, it just wasn't it. But like all the girls were fangirling over him, and I was like, I guess I like Jesse McCartney, but...
Kyle likes the video, How I Beat Shaq. Was that Aaron Carter or was that Jesse McCartney?
Wait, what?
How I Beat Shaq. Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh my God, it's actually a really catchy song. But the whole song is about beating Shaq in a basketball game.
Sounds more like an Aaron Carter kind of thing.
I think it was an Aaron Carter thing. But
rest
it's
in
like,
peace.
It goes boom, boom, I put it in the hoop like slam, slam, something, now jam. I'm showing you the facts, because that's how I beat Shaq.
Yeah, that is definitely not Jesse McCartney. Jesse McCartney was like swooning these bitches.
Yeah, he was like, your beautiful soul, right?
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
beautiful soul. Now I don't want to wait.
Pretty face. I don't want just anyone. Oh.
That was going to be stuck in our heads for the rest. But
yeah.
Okay, what? Imagine, okay, you are a celebrity. You're Amanda the Crochet, hooked on Amanda.
Okay.
And you're appearing on Hannah Montana. Wait, okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Lily! My fucking shirt's got a hole in it because of what you did at the concert.
Sorry, Miley.
Wait, who's that?
It's me, Amanda. I can crochet that for you.
Wait.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Turns around. It's a slow reveal, yeah.
Well, I can fix that.
You have an accent now.
Well, I can fix that.
I can fix that. Honey, I've been doing this for years.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's the whole episode's based around you.
Again, I'm like, everything's all great in the end, and I end up going on stage with Hannah Montana.
Yeah. But yeah, like somehow it breaks up the relationship or the friendship between Lily and Miley. And at the end, you put them back together, and they're like, well, I guess what really needed mending was our friendship.
And not the hole in my shirt.
Well.
What about you, Kyle? What show would you appear
Kyle,
on?
if you were going to be famous, what would you be famous
Kyle
for?
Kyle said, like, two words.
Like a musician, actor, sports player.
I was going to be famous. I guess athlete, maybe.
Athlete?
Perhaps.
Yeah, and what show
was
you?
I wasn't very athletic growing up.
Wait, what sport?
Football, right?
Football, probably, yeah.
Football? Okay.
What show did you want to, like, appear on?
I love Wizards of Waverly Place. SpongeBob. Oh, yes.
Yeah. They did have Keanu Reeves. They had Keanu Reeves as it.
That was more recent. That was like 2021, 2022.
Yeah.
Like that movie came out.
That's like post the horrible things that happened in Keanu Reeves' life.
They changed like the graphics of SpongeBob 2 recently. It's fucking weird now.
They do. It's like really bubbly now.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
Makes no sense.
Shouldn't the guy who voiced SpongeBob die recently too?
No. The guy who wrote SpongeBob died.
He's dead as a doornail. Rest in peace.
Wait, here's my question for you,
That's
Kyle.
For
what would the plot of the episode be? Oh, wait. Let's get this guy go by. Oh, no. He's slowing down first. That was kind. What would the plot of the episode be, Kyle?
Krusty Krab gets taken over by Plankton.
Wait, the pilot of the episode?
What? No, the plot.
Oh, the plot.
Like, did we just make a new show? Over by Plankton, and he has to be stopped.
Yeah.
And killed.
He has to be killed?
Yes.
Why are we walking in tall grass?
He has to be shot, and they called me to do it. A pro athlete from New York Jets. A sniper.
We need somebody to stop Plankton, yeah!
What's that?
Where I can pick up stuff.
Oh, we don't work here.
But it's you would probably right on the other side of this building.
Thank you very much.
You got it, my friend.
Got doxxed.
Yeah.
We're always getting doxxed in the pod.
Yeah, by other people. I'll cut that out. Hey, bleep this. Or get rid of it. Andrew, bleep.
Bleep, bleep.
Bleep, bleep, bleep. Blah, blah, blah.
We're like doxing experts. If you ever want to be doxed, just ask us.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you.
My name is Kyle. I live at.
And my social security is, I would do, I'd probably do iCarly.
Wait, I didn't have a choice. You just gave me Hannah Montana.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
it would have been.
Okay, put me in a show then.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay, I love that. I love that.
What was the one? Was it Victorious? Or was that something else?
Victorious was a show, yes.
Yeah.
With Ariana Grande.
I really didn't know much about that show.
That one and iCarly, too.
Yeah.
I loved iCarly.
Isn't it iBox Victorious or something? Or was that a different one?
I don't know. I think
I swear to God, that was something that happened.
I think the plot was they were both dating some guy who was like cheating on them.
Victorious?
Well, her and Harley during the crossover episode.
Yeah, it was me.
It was you.
What's crazy about Victorious is that's where you really saw Dan Schneider's writing come in.
Yeah, see, he got to see Ariana's tootsies quite a bit.
Yeah, and they were doing,
I'm talking
like,
feet, folks.
They were doing like cum shots.
Oh yeah, that's right.
With just different liquids.
Yeah, materials, yeah. It's like, why does this keep happening to us, Dan?
what an evil, evil man. Very strange.
Wait, sorry, man. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, so
it's like
What am I known
Wait,
for?
Wait, yeah, I was gonna say, what are you famous for? I feel like you could be a comedian.
You feel like a comedian? The comedian Andrew?
A mad scientist?
Oh,
that doesn't even fit with wizards, though.
Kind of.
Yeah, it does. He's
like, okay, I'd come on and be like, well, actually, I stop at their like little deli or whatever they work at. Right? He owned a deli or something.
Yeah.
And so I would stop in and I'd be like, well, actually, I'm not here for meats. I'm here for ingredients to prove the existence of wizards. And they'd have to stop. I'd be like the villain of the episode. But they would have to like convince me that wizards were actually good or something.
Wait, was that like part of the plot of Wizards of Waverly Place that nobody knew they were wizards but people were trying to find out?
Yeah. Right? No. That wasn't. I don't think anyone.
I mean, I think no one knew, but
it was a secret.
No one knew. Yeah.
They're like, I guess, evil kind of witches or spirits or whatever.
But then in the end, like the last episode or whatever.
That was the movie, I think, right?
The movie. They had to battle.
Yeah.
To who gets to keep their powers? I don't remember who did.
It was like Alex.
I hope it was. She was hot.
No, it was, Justin.
Yeah.
It was Justin, I think.
Oh.
I was smaller, but yeah, Justin.
The kid?
No.
The older brother?
Yeah.
You remember Phil the Future?
No.
You don't remember Phil the Future?
That sounds very familiar. Was it a cartoon?
No, that was another live-action Disney series.
That's gigantic, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's got, like, cages. They have, like, big gorillas and Godzillas.
That's what I learned.
I can't wait for the geese. We'll I'm throwing this out.
There's going to be geese.
I'm holding a rotting apple.
Yeah, for the geese. For the geese. That was a good show, Wizards. Phil the Future was another one where the guy came back from the future. And they
I remember Phil of the Future. Did he come through, like, portals? A portal?
He came through his time machine, but they were trying to rebuild it. They had a caveman. I'm trying to remember what else.
I don't know, but I remember the title, but I'd have to like...
Phil of the Future, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Century Man. No. What about Life with Derek? I think we spoke about it. Yeah. That's a good one.
It's called
Life with Derek, and the final episode was an incest plot. The final episode... Yeah. It was a Canadian show, so they do things a little differently, but...
Did you prefer Disney over Nickelodeon?
No.
My sister did.
Yeah. I was Nickelodeon, my brother was Cartoon Network, and my sister was Disney.
I feel like I was big into both, because I liked, like, both, and, like, in our time frame of where we would be watching it, there were some good shows on both.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just talking about the Amanda Show earlier.
That was good.
We talked about it on...
See what she looks like now?
We talked about it on our previous episode, if you listened to it.
Yeah, I don't really listen to the pods after we come out.
You should listen to the Kyle episode. It has a cool-ass rap to start it off.
I will. Whoa, this thing is massive.
This is massive. This is, like I said, this is where they keep the Godzillas. The silly Godzillas.
I can see it.
Shaped first.
We're looking at a giant...
A giant cart.
It's not a cart.
For our listening audience.
we don't do visuals anymore. Rest in
peace.
Not until
I get that worked out.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
We're working up something.
Erosion. No.
That's erosion.
Guys, it's almost the end of the summer.
I know. I'm really not happy about it.
We've spoken about this on the Kyle episodes, but Kyle's more of a winter guy.
Yeah.
He wants to live in like...
No, I said fall, spring, summer, winter.
I'll be fine until about end of
December?
October, beginning November, but then once it starts getting really cold, I will be miserable.
Yeah. Kyle wants to live in North Iksaki somewhere.
Andrew share the sads.
We do.
What was that volcano that blew up back in the
Mount Vesuvius, dude.
Yeah, that one.
Did you guys ever climb Mount Everest?
No.
I would kind of want to do that. Yeah. I mean, the issue with it now is that I guess it is a feat to do something like that, but it doesn't feel like a feat you're accomplishing in any way by yourself. And also, not even, like, you're doing it with a shit ton of people now. So it's like, you don't even get that cool, like, look, Look, Jared.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
Look, Jared.
I feel like it'd be cooler to do something that people didn't do. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, can nowadays too, you take a helicopter up there as well?
I think I would
they have the technology and equipment to do that now.
I think I'd rather do that.
Right? It's probably safer. I mean,
just fly the helicopter to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I can see
it. Everly.
Where is Mount Everest?
In Nepal.
Nepal. Indonesia.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a beautiful country. They have goats and sherpas.
That's more
Can I steal
Russian.
A goat?
You can.
Put it in my suitcase.
Well, you could just barter. What would you barter to get the goat? You could, like, knit them something.
You know what I would do is I would bring a paperclip, and I'd just barter that paperclip until I got to, like, something
You would barter
really
up.
Yeah.
Is that, like, a concept from something?
Yeah, I forget who did that. No, it was, like, an organization where she started with, like, a safety pin or something, and she ended up with a house, and she gave it to someone, but there was a lot of controversial things going on there, so.
Whoa.
What? Is it a show?
No, like a TikToker.
As a TikToker. I started off with a paperclip.
But I want to do that. I want to see how far I can get.
You can barter. I feel like a lot of it has to do with your charm. Like, you have to, like, charm people to get them to want to accept something shittier.
Yeah, well, I have to explain to them that this is going to be legendary, and eventually this paperclip is going to lead to something so big that you were a part of.
Yeah.
And you get to say that this paperclip is the reason for ending world hunger or something.
Some guy gave up his car for, like, a sandwich or something.
What?
Some guy probably gave up his car for, like, a sandwich thinking it's gonna be so cool. Like, I really love
now
where
he just
have
a car. And he's homeless.
Now he's homeless. His whole life fell apart.
I mean, if it didn't work out, I would, you know.
You think you could live in, like, a third world country, Kyle?
Which one? Where? Like?
Let's say, like, some mountainous region, like, where do they do, like, where do they fucking keep, like, llama fetuses for, like, good luck?
Like, I ain't never heard of that.
Mochi Mochi. No, that's Japanese.
Mochi Mochi. That's the name of my finch.
That's the name of your finch, Mochi Mochi. This man's trying to stomp.
I missed
Lantern
Jaws.
Fly 1, Kyle
well, wait,
0.
There's
I two walk along,
okay.
So
wait,
I'm
in the same place, the women wear, like, bowler hats. Like, the native women wear, like, bowler hats.
Like the...
Yeah, they look like bowling balls. They look like half bowling balls with, like, the brim.
Okay.
Oh, Vietnam? Fuck.
No, it's not Vietnam. It's somewhere in South America. Anyway.
I don't know nothing about geography or, like, you can show me, like, an outfit from a different country and I would have no idea where it was from.
Well, whatever. Either way, do you think you could survive in a place like that, Kyle?
I mean,
in a place with people with bowl hats?
Well, no, that's not the only thing about it.
Well, give more information.
I mean,
okay, they live in a mountainous region.
And they just live off the land?
There's a local... Yeah, they don't just live off the land. It's just kind of third worldish, right? It's
no.
A small village.
Not in like a mountainous region.
But they're not like impoverished.
Is
they just
dangerous?
Live simply.
Are there people like ready
I mean,
to shoot with guns?
So
there are wrestlers. There are like luchadors.
Oh.
Like sumo
Mexico?
Wrestlers?
No, luchadors.
That's Mexico.
You don't know what a luchador is? That's a Mexican wrestler.
Nacho Libre?
Yeah, Nacho Libre. That's a luchador.
Oh, okay.
You know what's funny? On my flight, I was playing...
I walked out of that movie.
GeoGuessr. A plane. And I was fucking awful at it.
I'm so good at GeoGuessr. Me and my friend Henry. Shouts out Henry if you listen to this.
Hi, Henry.
We were playing GeoGuessr. We were doing really good. Yeah, we're good at that. I don't know. I'm not like a geography guy, but I do like different countries and topography.
Who's that, like, famous guy who does it?
Oh, there's like one guy you could like dox anybody.
Yeah.
He's like a TikToker or something.
Yeah.
Right there. Whoa.
A TikTok war.
Kyle's 3-1.
3-1 on this the buggers.
There.
Buggles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew 0.
You couldn't live simply.
I would love to.
I mean,
in a world where like my
so
phone
different,
didn't really
like
matter.
A mountain region, it's like always kind of unpredictable.
I feel
so.
Like you could, but you would live simply like American live simply. I don't know. Do you think you could do foreign country live simply?
Probably not.
Like, let's say that you
if
learn
I
the language.
If I knew it was a short amount of time.
Let's say you learn the language a very short amount of time.
Like a few
so
months at a clip.
You need it out. You need to barter your way
unless
out.
Unless I loved it.
That would be so great. You barter your way to a plane
I've
ticket.
I've never done it, so I have to test the waters.
That's a good idea. You barter your way all the way to a plane ticket out of a country that you don't speak the language in.
And then eventually I become like the
queen.
The queen of so their civilization.
You don't want to leave anymore.
If you could move to one country, what would it be?
Australia, hands down.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been enough to say.
I would say, like, Argentina. Because it's still like a... I think it's like a developing country, and so, you know, safe for the most part.
That's where, that's interesting. He chose the place that, like, all the Nazis escaped to after World War II.
Interesting. Is there something you want to tell us?
Well, I mean, you know. No.
Okay.
I always found it so funny, like...
Fuck.
There was a period of time where, like... I forget, it was, like, during the 2016 election or that era. And they were doing this, like, Not My Abuela thing with one of the candidates. And there was, like, this famous...
Not My Abuela.
There was this famous, like, Argentinian girl. She was like, that is not my abuela. And it's like, do you ever find it suspicious that your grandpa was a white guy who just happened to speak German and you had some interesting tattoos and some cool medallions and hats? Maybe a sash or two.
Nazi.
Dude, Nazi that coming.
I did not see that coming. Thanks, everyone.
Argentina. Did you guys ever read The Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
It was a book?
Yeah.
That was just a movie.
You suck.
What?
Wait, was it just a movie? No, I'm pretty sure it was a book first.
Well, it might have been a book first. My ass was looking at Mouse, spelled M-A-U-S. That guy was very happy we got out of the way.
Yeah, that was strange. he smiled, like, at us very oddly, too.
He gave us a big, wide smile.
But it seemed, like, a little disapproving at first.
Yeah. He was like, well, that's what you do. You get out of the way.
And then it moved to, like, a very happy smile.
A very happy, big, happy smile.
Very happy smile.
Yeah, my ass was reading the comic book Mouse.
Your ass was grass.
Yeah.
Mouse.
Did you read that one?
No.
Do you read any of the books you read in
in school?
Lord of the Flies. That was a good one.
Lord of the Flies was good.
What's the one with Lenny?
That's Mice and Men.
Mice and Men.
Mouse. Yeah, that was the Nazi one.
Mouse. That was a good one. What else?
Just a pillow in there.
Someone's got
Mice and Men.
What was that?
The Color Purple.
I think, like a black guy in the 1940s or 50s who was under arrest and some white boy.
Oh, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
The Scout.
Did you guys, like, count which paragraph you had to read out loud?
What? What does that mean?
Like, if you had to read out loud in class?
One.
No,
two.
Would you, like, count, like, the people ahead of you? To see which one you were going to read?
No, I didn't do that.
Are you kidding?
What the fuck?
That's where it all started for me.
Yeah, clearly. I could see that.
We did popcorn.
That's where everything went downhill.
Man, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Like, right, there's 6 kids in front of me, so I'll be the 7th paragraph, and I'll read it in my head instead of myself.
Probably what was going through my head was, 1, please don't pick me, and 2, please don't pick the guy who reads really slow.
Well, sometimes it wasn't, like, just picking. It would be, like, we'd start at the first desk, and we'd go and we'd loop around. But also, like, how do you even read that way? How are we retaining any information if multiple voices were reading it?
I don't know. That's a good question. That was a good-ass question.
I hope they don't do that to kids anymore. Make them read paragraphs.
So, was it just my school, or was it every English teacher kind of a bitch?
Every what teacher?
English teacher kind of a bitch.
I don't remember.
They were. Probably. I like how you're walking.
Thank you.
My English teachers were pretty mean. Except for my last one. Everyone wanted to, like, do horrible lewd things to her.
What do you mean? Like...
She was pretty.
Okay.
And she was single.
Well, there was 2 ways to go.
Do what? What?
He's saying they were pretty and people wanted to do things to her.
Yeah.
So I was like, they could either want to kill her or, you know.
I said lewd things.
Okay.
I never understood that. I never felt attraction towards a teacher. sure some teachers were pretty, but like,
man.
You're telling me you never felt attraction towards your teacher? I feel like you of all people would.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know. You're constantly saying people are like hot and pretty.
That's not true.
Like women you just see like walking down the road and be like, she's hot.
Oh, you
I would say Mamacita.
What?
I would say Mamacita.
Actually, the other day we were at Tanger and I pointed out a big ass.
You pointed out a big ass?
No.
Was it on a man?
I already saw it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes, I was like, I had already seen that.
But she looked like way too old to be in that outfit. Honestly.
That's a lot of Long Island.
Like, she looked like at least, like, mid-40s, but in an outfit that maybe meant for, like, early 20s.
Yeah.
Not that she looked bad, it just looked a little odd.
My boss at my first job straight up dressed like she was in middle school. Like, it was fucking weird, dude.
Bob Thompson,
yes.
Jorts.
Jorts.
Well, I feel bad for some women because, honestly, they don't even make shirts that are full anymore. And a lot of women's clothing is, like, cropped now.
Well, I guess it depends on where you shop.
That's true. You gotta be looking in the right places, I guess.
Yeah. I should bring back jorts.
Jortsgate.
Jortsgate. Sometimes I have a nice day out, going out. Sometimes
you
shorts.
You wanna go out into the jorts?
Yeah.
Jorts.
Jorts.
You are short shorts, dude. You are short shorts.
Sometimes,
just admit it.
I like wearing jorts.
Like just a little longer than a speedo.
This man wearing jorts.
Jorts.
I like wearing pantyhose.
You like wearing pantyhose now?
Yes.
Okay. We're good.
What about them is appealing?
Oh, you know, just the way my ass looks nice in them, you know?
Nice. So you're doing it for your own, you're like, I need to enjoy myself.
So you just look in the mirror when they're on.
Yeah.
You're not like flaunting them?
This man's going to Victoria's Secret into the changing room.
Me, Patrick, Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, it sounds like you're schizophrenic.
Do you guys know Victoria's Secret?
Please excuse my dear schizophrenic friend. He needs to go into the Victoria's Secret. He needs to go into the changing rooms. No, he's not there to be a pervert. He simply wants to wear the clothing.
You're just in there, like, trying on bras.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woman knocks on the door. Do you need help in there? And it's just a man's voice.
You just walk out.
No, I don't. I'm good.
I'm all right.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, actually, I'm good.
Yeah, you're just like completely like well of mind otherwise. He's like, yeah, I'm good. All right.
That's funny. I watched a movie. It's got some like serial killer who dressed as a woman before like killing his victim. He was called, like, CDK, or...
Wait, he would dress like a woman before he killed them?
This is just because the Wiggles were kind of approaching up here.
Yes. So there's people in front of us that have a blue, yellow, a darker blue, and a red shirt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it literally looks like the Wiggles.
Texas Chainsaw is that, too. He wears the skins and clothing of his
own. Yeah, it was based on, like, real life.
If you were a serial killer, how would you kill your victims?
I'm not telling you that. I'm gonna give you a goofy answer. I put them in a chocolate river.
What would you do? 26 minutes. It's gotta be like the least messiest. I think I
they're
just,
gonna
like,
find me out if I give you that.
Like podcast topics.
I was getting a little nervous because the guy he has in the trunk is rotting.
Well, yeah, he's starting to smell.
Kyle's worried.
I mean,
is
not the best way of doing it feeding them to the pigs? I mean, you just gotta kill someone through their neck.
Oh, like how the Catwoman killed her husband, fed him to the tigers.
Yeah. See, that's perfect, right? But the thing about pigs though is they digest everything,
including bones.
Yeah.
Like they'll slurp up a big fat bone.
They will chomp up a large ass bone.
That's
they eat the bones. They chew them up.
All right, we got the Wiggles right on right now.
We love the Wiggles.
I'm gonna give them a wave.
That's my appearance as I show up on the Wiggles.
I gave them a win.
We need one extra dancer for our Wiggles. Well, they were British, right? We need one extra dancer for
my cousin
Wiggles
used to
team.
Love the Wiggles.
Wait, is that... Hey guys, it's me, Andrew. Woo!
There's actually a Wiggles documentary coming out soon.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wiggles. I don't know if it's Netflix, Hulu. I don't know what it's streaming on, but I saw on my thing, like a coming attraction for it.
Yeah.
I think it's about how they started and got big and like some...
And then the you-know-what incident.
No.
It's not real.
You don't happen after that.
Uh-oh.
It starts with an R.
What the fuck?
Oh,
ridiculousness.
No. Oh.
That's the worst show known to man.
The Wiggles?
Ridiculousness.
Oh. Could you imagine all the Wiggles went on to be the hosts of fucking Ridiculousness? That show's so awful, folks.
I used to love Rob Dyrdek.
Rob Dyrdek. All right, folks, that's the episode.
Howdy. I mean, goodbye.
Goodbye.